How you doing this morning, Tim?
I woke up around 1:30. One of the boys woke me up and had trouble going back to sleep, but got a little caffeine in me, and you know, we're kicking off on this Friday. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well. Glad it's Friday. A little bit of rain in the area over here.
Okay, I'm 4:19.
Good morning, Ed. Good to hear you.
Yeah, just a very few light sprinkles right now. That's it.
Ned?
What's going on? Just a little smidgen over halfway.
Ain't gonna come up on you.
Done got used to that.
What's going on for this weekend?
A bit of yard work, but it looks like it's gonna rain.
And I saw, it looks like, tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow we're supposed to get most of the rain on. Is that right?
Yeah, and there's a 90% chance this afternoon.
That's all for today. I did see, I guess, maybe around, 10, 11 o'clock, we might get a little bit of something, and then back off for just a little bit, and then by the time we get out of work, it should be coming down.
Extra cylinder bought?
Yet, but I'm sort of thinking about getting it on the way today. My order hadn't come in yet, so they said give it 3 or 4 days. So I guess I just have to be patient on that one.
My local?
I'm still trying to get 22s to plink with grandkids. You can't hardly find any at all around here. So I just ordered some from Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah, I found a couple of places that had 22s and that, but that was about it.
It's almost $2.99 a box, 50 rounds, so it's free shipping, so I can't complain.
What house?
Oh, Barry.
Down in Columbia. Ma'am, I don't know how I missed that. I go by that one in Columbia all the time, and been in once or twice, but it's been a while since I've been into that one. But I've never been to the one in Anderson.
Next to Publix, right before you get to Tractor Supply, be on the right going into town. Catch up while I try and catch up.
All that downloaded to your Raspberry Pi?
It is. I'm gonna hit that download button this afternoon. I was going to yesterday, and then a couple things had come up while I got home, and it's gonna take, it'll probably take a good 4 or 5 hours to do a download on it with all the stuff I'm gonna put on there. So I said, I'll just figure I'll wait till tonight and fool with that. So I set a couple other things up instead. So I plan on doing that today, and then hopefully tomorrow I'll get to try it out and see how it works.
I know it'll work out fine for you.
Like a little kid in a candy store with that thing. It's fun. And trying to get my oldest interested. Trying to get him so he'll start studying to take his tests and stuff, and then get him one of those Raspberry Pis, because you can design video games and stuff on them as well. And he's real smart and he's real interested in computer type stuff. So I figure I might just get him one of those, let him fool around with it.
Learn how to program when you're young, and then maybe you won't be hooked like a 30-year-old playing a video game.
Exactly.
Half of the grass cut yesterday.
I've had to do the old 2-day step on that several times. So I get especially if I get home, get a late start on it, and I'll maybe do just the front yard, do all the weed eating in the front yard, you know, just completely do one half, and then to the other complete half the next day or something like that. But yeah, I'm there with you. Been there, done that. And did it start raining over your way yesterday?
And heard thunder and that, but it was off to the east of us. And that, I had to bag it and had to keep it from looking like a big mess out there rather than blowing it everywhere.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I saw where Spartanburg got hammered with some rain, and I didn't know if any of that had reached down your way or not.
It didn't quite make it to me.
Had a couple parking lots that were just completely, totally flooded out. Almost to the tops of wheels on some of the pictures on some of the cars sitting there.
Every day, my little tablet gets a weather alert for Spartanburg County.
Monday, Friday. Tim, is up running on HF good now?
That, I got my antenna up and done made a few contacts with it, which I didn't set it up for necessarily DX type stuff. I'm trying to set it more specific to regional and local communications, but I got it up. It's working. I've played with my portable setup too, got it working and fine-tuning it, and had some fun with that, and went to Canada on that, on just my portable setup several times, so that was cool.
You got it set up right.
Save up and get me a dedicated base station. I'd really like to have one dedicated for that.
Depend that. Depending on what you want and what you get, your wallet might cry a little bit like mine did.
No doubt. My wallet hurts just even if I open up a web page to look at it.
I'm an old tightwad. I pulled a dollar bill out of my wallet the other day, and George Washington had to put sunglasses on. It's been so long since he'd seen daylight.
I hear ya. Although I did see where they released that IC-705, and man, I'd like to get my hands on one of them. That'd be fun. But I'm rolling up, so let me jump out of here. You guys have a fantastic day, and if I don't catch you over the weekend, I hope you have a good weekend, and bring a round back up next week. 7-3s, everybody. KK4POT.
I hope to catch you later on down the log. 7-3.
7-3, Tim. Hope to catch you later. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Storm over your way, Ken.
Any rain over here. I mean, I was walking the dog and I could see the thunderheads building, but they were all off to the east over in Spartanburg County, and the dog heard it thundering and that, but no rain over my way.
But downpour.
It can't keep from raining now. It's I saw we're about 2 inches over normal for the month.
It's only 2 inches. Pretty soggy over around my way. I'm surprised I hadn't found any trees down.
Coming into downtown now, and the road's pretty wet, so it must have been raining here just recently.
Finally stopped over here around 3 o'clock.
Bet, did you?
I got my full-length duster laying in the back seat, so when it starts raining, I just slide that on.
KK4 and XC.
Morning.
Good morning, Mike. KN4TFW.
Morning, Ed. Where you been hiding now?
Paper and paper due to late trucks. Late yesterday because the power line's down over in Greenville. They wouldn't let that big old semi cross over them. But they letting everything else go over. But other than that, that's where I've been hiding.
Good.
So good, I can't complain. Time for all of us to get together and go eat somewhere.
for it.
Ken?
Well, Ken, it's your turn to pick. I picked last time, Mike picked the time before that, so it's your turn now.
Mexican restaurant over here in Taylor's. Yeah, that was me, though. If I picked a day and she wasn't off, because that's one of her favorite restaurants.
Pick a day when she's off. All I need is a day ahead.
She's off this week. It's Sunday, and they're closed on Sunday. So I have to wait till Sunday evening to even figure out what she's going to be off next week. Hers every Sunday night. She don't even know what she's working on Monday until Sunday night. The managers are lazy and don't want to put a schedule out too early, but then everybody, they're just unreliable.
Gotcha. Go in and say, hey, I won't be available on this day.
And that ain't no problem. It's just that the one manager, when she has too many Saturdays off or Saturdays and Sundays off and everything, he just gets real ill and everything, and then he screws with her schedule. The night manager, you know, she would just give her every Saturday and Sunday off, and Susan would be good with that. But the problem is if the day manager sees she has too many Saturdays and Sundays off, then he schedules her in the morning on a Saturday and Sunday to host, so it just totally screws up your weekend.
Need to have a word of prayer with him behind a closed door.
With that is you can't hardly find anybody to manage over there, and so when you find somebody that you can control, then they just live with what they get.
Case is a similar situation where, you know, her boss is just not organized, not, you know, just kind of lets things roll where they roll.
Somebody that always wanted to work during the week, and then somebody that always wanted to work during the weekend. I mean, that sounds like it'd work out. But then other people who's not even on that shift, you know, get mad because they're working all the time and that. But dang, they signed up for it. 10 years, and she could probably retire.
I couldn't stand it.
It about killed me.
Could figure something to do.
If Shelly's list done in the first couple of months, though.
See, you don't know that girl. There's no way.
I hear you, KN4TFW.
Let's see, I retired, and for about 5 years, I didn't do much of nothing except around the house and stuff, and I said, this is enough. I got to find something to do.
Speedometer just went out on this crazy thing.
Good.
Do 92, and which I know I'm not. I don't think these things can. Well, I just hit 100. I don't think these things can run that fast. But when I get down to 55, I think I can walk faster than that.
Good old mechanical cable. It's hard to beat that.
And you know what I like about those mechanical cables is when they get dry and they start making that squeaking noise. I love that squeaking noise. I just love it.
The squeal of it, you can tell how fast you're going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can.
2 years, you know you're too fast.
And every dog in the neighborhood's coming to that noise.
I'll have to put a mask in the truck. I guess I'll have to wear one of them funky masks today.
T-shirt over your face.
I'm just your coffee cup and billfold. Parking lot, and then somebody has the nerve to put their big old bass boat up there on the hill on that where I could drive right past it. And I was like, daggummit.
We're fixing to get more rain and he's just getting prepared.
Another day during the week, instead of 4 tens, be 5 eighths, but it won't be 5 eighths, it'll be 5 tens, 5 elevenths. I don't know if I could do another day of that.
Tim, I appreciate the thought, but I'll just stay the way I am.
What I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna bow up, put my foot down.
Put my foot down, I got hit with a frying pan.
Put my foot down at the house.
Namesake at the house, I got where he sits on the rail and waits on me at night now.
She done named him after me?
I named him after you because he's got a pretty good disposition.
I've never had a raccoon named after me.
Up now. They keep calling him by that name, but he doesn't pay me too much attention. All he wants to see what's in that cup, better known as food.
They pay it no attention, do they?
Pay him any attention whatsoever. If he comes out the door, they all scatter.
Oh.
Get you a picture of her.
Cut me a picture and send it to me.
Is he wider than he is tall?
You've been beefing. I need to know how many buttermilk pancakes you giving that raccoon every morning.
There ain't no pancake. Matter of fact, I ain't had none in a while. I may have to tell Mama to fix the big old mess of them up this morning.
Kids, my grandfather, I'm going to stay up in North Carolina with my grandparents. I really love them people. I got along really well with them. But anyway, it takes me to a restaurant called Hot Shot up there in Biltmore. And I'd get me 3 big old buttermilk pancakes, grits, 2 eggs, toast. And I'd eat every bit of that. Let's jump in at a time.
That was a good old country boy breakfast.
Oh, it was.
He'd like that now, we'd all be sick.
I'd be dead.
We can tell us something good. Quit drooling over that bass boat.
Be hungry. But if I did all that sweet stuff early in the morning, oh man, I'd be in bad shape. I'd be hungry again in another hour for some reason. And if I eat sweet stuff, man, I get hungry an hour later. You can sitting up in that bass boat with a fishing pole. That must be at least a $40,000 bass boat. I mean, it's one of them high dollar ones with the little jack poles on the back and everything. It's like, man, if I had one like that, I'd have to be fishing about every day at least to even come close to justifying it. That money to throw around. I wouldn't. I'm more of a John Boat kind of guy. You got to go an hour to even put it in the water anywheres. I run 5 minutes down to the lake and put the canoe or kayak in, and if in the first 30 minutes or an hour, the fish ain't biting, I'm back at the house. And dang that, driving an hour, if you drive an hour, then you're committed to stay all day, even if the fish ain't biting. Well, looked at it as having to catch a fish, I just like getting out. When you get out on a big lake, and that, especially if it's the weekend or something like that, you might as well be on the ocean.
You can't catch them, clean them, I'll cook them.
I've done much fishing this year, even with all my time off, and that I need to get my kayak out, but I'm just too cheap to buy a lake permit.
Down and registered my kayak so I could put a trolling motor on it. I still don't know if I'm regretting that or not.
Size that way.
Not the fish. I want to get from one spot to another. It ain't about exercise. If I'm just out mulling around, I wouldn't take it.
Needs to get numbers for your kayak, like over the phone or through the mail, or do you have to go down and do it?
I mailed the deal in. I mean, you can get the form offline. I printed it out, mailed it in, sent them a check. They sent me the numbers. I hadn't put them on yet. I don't have a trolling motor yet, but I've had my eye on one. There's several of them out there, and I built a mount. So I've got a way to mount the trolling motor on there. I hadn't done anything with it. Of course, I hadn't been this summer at all. It's just too hot.
I tried to do my canoe about 20 years ago over the phone and everything, and man, the lady was just, she just wasn't real bright. And then just, why didn't you get the numbers when you got the canoe? I was like, well, I didn't need them when I had got the canoe. Now I need them. And so I ended up, we drove all the way to Columbia for 5 minutes and then came back.
That's cray cray.
Come over to the house and I'll take you to DNR, just, I guess, about 2 miles or so from the house.
You know, the lady knew exactly what I needed, and it didn't take no time. And that, but the other lady on the phone, she must have been new or something. And that, but I'd had that trolling motor on there, and then the DNR guy caught me at the ramp and everything, and he gave me a warning for not having a whistle, and told me to get some numbers on that thing.
Told him a little tune.
Time to get this Friday started. I'll say 73 to you guys, and hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Maybe I'll catch you on the radio this weekend. And Ed, I see they got the North American CUSO party on a single sideband this weekend. Maybe we can do something. KN4TFW.
Then there we. You have a good one, and be careful going home. So 73, see you. Hope to catch you later.
73s to you. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. KK4 NXZ.
P for ID. I don't understand why a kayak has got to have numbers if you put a little old trolling motor on it.
Anything with a trolling motor, anything motorized, you gotta have a number. It's about the money they want you to pay up on that.
Say it's got to be for the money.
You've been doing good.
Far so good. A youngest boy of mine, Lamar, he had to be down in Myrtle Beach for some kind of training. He got come home today, brought a bunch of shrimp off the trawler with him.
Wow, you can't beat that with a stick. How's Easton doing? His leg fully recovered?
Finally, fully recovered, and he's got that old boot off. And he's just about quit the limp. He picked up a little bit of a limp with that big old boot on, but he's about back to normal.
Limp, won't he?
He'll shake that limp. That's just from having to wear that big old boot.
Habit of limping.
I don't know if I want to go back to school or not. Homo Bojo going on between people won't pick fights and the virus, I believe they'd be better off at home.
Yeah, that's true.
Had them set up so they stay in the same room all day long. And they don't even go to the lunchroom. Lunchroom people bring their lunch to them.
Wow. And a room closed up like that would be counterproductive.
I thought, but, you know, I'm just a dumb old retired goat. By the day they gotta have that mask on all day. And there was a lady. They thought she had it. And come find out, because she'd been wearing her mask all day long and not washing it, she had Legionnaire's disease. She didn't have the other.
Oh, wow.
Done gave up on her, and then I don't know how they got around the testing for it, but when they found it was Legionnaire's, they gave her, started giving her medication. In 2 days, she was up and about.
That from moldy air conditioners or something, don't you?
That was the bacteria and stuff in the mask that just what gave it to her, they said.
In the mask?
You have to wash your mask every day or you'll get a buildup of bacteria inside.
Wow.
Finally opening up the retirement center over here. They started out with the mail carriers, and now I get to go in and put the papers out, and hopefully that will take care of my customers not getting their papers.
The visitors?
Other delivery people like Amazon and so forth, they're still shut out.
Well, I'm destinating there, Ed. It's good talk to you. Good to hear you doing well. I hope that you have a great day and a good weekend, and each day goes good for you. I'm going to say 7-3s till you enjoy your coffee. You know, Daisy and that Mike and Daisy gonna have to get to be friends somehow. I guess Daisy needs to be fed and paid as much attention to as Mike does. But anyhow, all right. Well, you take care. I got to go. 7-3s, my friend. JK4 in XC, work please.
Good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Have a good weekend, and try and keep Tim straight if you can. So 7-3 to you, KM4 and AP. 7-3 is my friend.